This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We're talking with Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. Stephen Smith is our topic as of right now. Very interesting case if you are just following it now. This was unearthed during the Alec Murdaugh trial. Not necessarily saying that Alec had anything to do with it or his son had anything to do with it, but something happened in their investigation that led this case to be opened back up. We've now learned that a grand jury has been convened. That's exciting and interesting because this death took place in 2015 and has not really been touched with a 10-foot pole since this last year when people really started to dive into it, seeing if there was some sort of connection between Alec Murdaugh or Buster Murdaugh and this. And as far as we know, there is not. But they may be getting closer to somebody, to someone. Grand jury having some subpoenaing power. What's your thoughts on all this, Siobhan, and where it is currently headed?
Well, it was sure an odd death, and I don't think anybody ended up being really satisfied with where it was left. And if I were the mother, I would certainly feel the same kind of pressure. If the best that it's ever going to, you know, the information is going to be determined to be it's a hit and run and it's unknown and there's absolutely nothing else going on other than that, I would think the mother needs to know that. Mm-hmm. But to leave it with so many loose ends and so many things that just didn't add up, where the body was located, the type of injuries on the body, you know, it just didn't sound like a classic hit and run. So I think it's a wonderful thing that they're taking a closer look at it, and I hope that we get some answers, certainly for her.
Do you think that we're going to see more progress this round of it because now Alec Murdaugh has been put away? We don't know that he was involved in any way, shape, or form, mm-hmm. but it did seem that if there was some sort of involvement, or not even necessarily it being part of the murder, but being part of covering up for somebody, possibly now that he's down and that he can't make threats against anyone anymore. Do you think we're going to see more stones unturned? And I'm not in any way implicating the Murdaughs. I'm just implicating the power that he once had at that time in that community.
I would say so. And then also the fact that because the Murdaugh case had so much media attention and, you know, that he's become a household word now, everybody knows who he is and what happened. I think that all aspects of this are going to just be looked at really, really carefully. Even if there is absolutely no Murtaugh involvement in any way, they know that the eyes are on this now. And you just have to be super careful and look at everything and consider all possibilities. And that's a good thing. We should do that every time there's a suspicious death, right? And it just doesn't always happen.
It just doesn't. You're exactly right. As far as Murdaugh doing anything or saying anything about this, obviously this is just kind of speculation, but even if he were to speak up in some way, shape, or form, can it remotely be considered credible because of all of the lies that he's told thus far and he continues to from behind bars?
Yeah, it's hard to imagine that anything he could say would be taken at face value and as credible. But of course, if something comes from the family that sheds light on it, I mean, the more information, the better. But yeah, is he credible? Not really.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.